Okay, good Vakra Bosai. It is after a wonderful 2 days of, well, either Yontif and Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael or 2 days of Yontif in Chutz Laretz. I know I did say that we were going to let you guys learn Pei Dalet over Shavuos, a little Shavuos, but the daf is a little bit tough, and I got some requests to record a shir on that as well. So yesterday's daf was daf Pei Dalet and Shabbos, but we will do it now on Motzei Shabbos, and or Motzei Yontif, depending on where you are located. But either way, we're on the Mishnah on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Minayim l'svina shi'tahora shenamar derech aniyah b'lev yam. How do you know that boats are not makabel tuma? Quotes a pasuk that a boat is usually in the water. Pasuk Moshe says pshita aniyah b'lev yam. Yeah, thanks. A boat is in the water. Obviously, boats are in the water, so the Gemara says, Kamash Malan, Kayam. No, a boat is like the water. Ma Yam Tahor, Af Sfina Tahor, just like the sea, right, is Tahor, so too, a boat is Tahora as well. Tanya will end the Paisa, Hananya Omer. Hananya says, no, that's not the reason. The reason is, Nilmada Mesak. We learn it from a sack, from a bag, or not really a bag, but made out of cloth. We said earlier in the Masechta that sackcloth was usually made out of goat's hair, but either some sort of sack that they would transport materials with. As the Pasuk says, talking about Tumas Sharetz, it says, O Eitz, O Beged, O Or, O Sack. That these are the four items that are Matame Tumas Sharetz. That's wood, clothing, cloth, animal skins, or sack, or sackcloth, or let's say made out of goat's hair or whatever. And we learn it. We learn the fact that a boat is tahor from the fact it's like a sack, meaning everything has to be similar to this sack. Ma sack matanto maliverekon, just like a sack can be carried whether it is full or empty. Af kol matanto maliverekon. So too, any kli made out of these four items is only going to be mekabel tuma if it can be carried when it's full and when it's empty. Lafuke sfino de inu metaltelas malavarekan, that obviously would exclude a boat that is not carried when it is full or not. So Gemara says, my benayu, what's the difference between the two reasons? Ike benayu sfino shel cheres. Let's say you have a boat made out of cheres, pottery. That's not one of the four items mentioned in the pasuk, and therefore it's not subject to the requirement that it needs to be carried when it's full or when it's empty. Mandamar ani abalev yam, according to the mandamar, says the reason that a boat is tahor because it's connected to the sea. So hanami balev yami. So too, a boat made out of pottery is also in the middle of the sea, therefore it goes in the water, so therefore it is tahor. The mandamar kasak, but according to the mandamar, says that, you know, we learn that a boat is tahor because it's similar to a sack, which is carried when it's empty, when it's full. So hanach de ksive gabay sak, di metaltel malivarekan, in ilo lo. Only those four items that are mentioned in the pasuk, right, including sack, are compared to a sack, and i.e. only those four cases have a requirement that it can be carried full or empty. Aval sfino shel cheres, but a pottery boat, which is not mentioned in the pasuk, afagav de metaltel malivarekan, even though it's not carried when it's full or when it's empty, so it is also going to be, it is either way is going to be mekabel tuma because it's not subject to that requirement. Inami, another difference between the two reasons, Sfinas HaYarden, a boat that goes in the Yarden. The Yarden, if you've ever done rafting on the Yarden is a small river. They used to have these types of canoes, these little, small little boats that you took on the Yarden. So the Mandamar, Aniya, Belev Yamhi, it's according to the Mandamar, says a boat is tor because it goes in the sea. So Hanami Aniya, Belev Yamhi. So this is also a boat. It's in the raw, it's in the river, it's in the sea, it's fine. But the Mandamar, Metaltelis, Malavarekan, according to the Mandamar, says that a kli that is carried when it's full and when it's empty, so only that is subject to Toma. So Hanami, Metaltelis, Malavarekan, this is also carried when it's full or when it's empty, because again, these boats are small, right? You've seen kayakers, right? You can carry a boat onto the land. That's what Rashi says. If you look at Rashi, Inami Sfinas Hayarden, Ika Beinayu, Shehikatana, Umiltaltelis, Marivarikonis, Vishanar Katan. Right? It's carried. It's a small boat. It's carried in and out of the water, etc. So that will be a difference between the two answers. Just to finish up the thought, Damar Rabbi Chanina Ben Akavya, Why is a small canoe boat on that goes on the Jordan River tame? Because they carry it on the land and they bring it down to the water. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Now a little bit of Agadata, a little bit of Inyana Diyoma in terms of Limud Torah. A person should always stay in the Beis Medrash, even one moment. Because how many years did we teach this Mishnah in the Beis Medrash? And we didn't understand the reason until Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya came and explained it, that these are these small boats that they sometimes carry onto the land. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. La olam al yimana adam es asmo beis hamedrash. Shumi divrei Torah. Person shouldn't stop and refrain from being in the beis hamedrash or from learning Torah. Afilu b'shas misa, even a moment before he's going to pass away, even if it's difficult for him. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Zos taras adam ki amus b'ohel. This is the Torah parshas Chukas. This is the Torah of someone who dies in a ohel. That's talking about Tumas ohel. But Zos haTorah Adam ki amus bohel. Gemara darshins afilu b'shas misa tei osek b'Torah. Even if a person is passing, is on death's door, he should still be learning Torah. I'm Rabbi Shlakish. Rabbi Shlakish says in divrei Torah miskayimim el b'misha mimis atzmo aleha. Gemara, we saw in brachos already that a person, right? What in divrei Torah miskayimim? The learning Torah is not miskayim. It's not staying. Doesn't take hold in a person. You gotta work yourself to the death. You gotta really pour out the effort to learn Torah, so to make sure that it's miskayim, to make sure it stays. Shneamar pasuk says Zos haTorah Adam ki amus bo. Okay, that was our short little break for Agadah. There's a lot to say, but we go weiter, and you can look up Divrei Torah and that. I said one over at the Shavuos table at one point, but there's what to say. But okay, weiter. Oh, always have to make sure to stay on task. Amar Rava. Rava says, "Ulchananya, according to Chananya, tiltul al yedei shvarim shmei tiltul. Carrying via oxen is called carrying." Meaning, Chananya says that if a ship is carried mali v'reikon, right, then it is merkava tuma. So that counts if it's carried by oxen, as long as it is also carried, meaning as long as it's carried or pulled when it is full and when it is empty. So the Gemara says that's not, and I'll prove it to you. Now the proof is a little tough, but we'll try and read it in. But you have to kind of read between the lines a little bit, as we'll see in a second. Shalosh Agalos Hain. This is a Mishnah on Kalim. There are three types of wagons. Asuya Kekatitara. If something is made like a chair, as you can, that's really perhaps the most simple to envision, right? You ever go to Central Park or whatever, you have a couple of horses pulling a chariot, right? Somewhere, something to sit on. So that is Tumah Midras. That is, will become Tumah Midras. Again, that's Tumah that, when a Zav or something sits on this item that's made to support human weight. So if it's made like a chair, it's made to sit on, so that's going to be Tumah Midras. Kemita, if the wagon is made like a bed, i.e. to carry stuff, for carrying produce or whatever, transporting materials, then Tumei Mace. Then it's Tumei Mace, Rashi explains, but not Tumas Midras, because it's not made to sit, right, as Rashi says over there, the Kli Hava Lekabel Tuma, well, Yeshiva Eina Miuchades. It's not set aside for sitting. Okay. Shalavonim, but if you have a wagon that's made to transport big stones, so then Tahora Mikulam, it's Tahor from all of them. Rashi says, "Einu mekabel shum tuma lefisha prutza mitachteh nakavim gedolim." Right, okay, meaning the Mishnah says in Kalim elsewhere that a kli eitz will be mekabel tuma unless the space between the slats on the bottom is enough for a rimon to get through. Rashi says that at the end. V'lo kli hu the kola kalim shirim kerimonim. And what Rashi means there is that if the bottom of the kli, you can imagine a big box, and it has slats, right, to support big stones, right, so you're not going to fill in the entire floor, the entire bottom of the kli with wood. You're going to kind of leave space and to kind of help support the weight of the stone, right? If you can imagine, let's say boards every, 3-4 feet or whatever. So if you can fit a rimon between the holes, then it's not considered a kli in terms of Kabbalah's Tumah, and therefore this huge agala, this huge wagon, is not makabel tuma. From Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, in yeshba base kibul rimonim, but if it is big enough to, you know, if you would put a rimon through, it would catch, meaning the space between the boards on the bottom, you know, can be makabel rimonim, it can catch the pomegranates, so then tamei mace, then it can be tamei mace. Okay, shalosh, now another Mishnah says, shalosh tevos hein, that there are three types of boxes. Teva shapascha mitzida, a box that opens on the side. So then tamei midras. Then it's tamei tumas midras, because people are sitting, usually will often sit on it. Milamala, if it's open on top, tamei tumas midras, it will be tamei midras, but it will not be tumas midras again, because obviously you're not sitting on a box that has no top. The baba mida, and anything that is too big. Right, Rashi says, if you look at Baba Mida, a little bit, you know, more than halfway down on the side, Teva Gedola She'ena Mitalteles, V'yeshba Chalon Milamala Lishtames Besocha, it's Eina Mitalteles, it does not get moved, it's such a big box that you don't move it, so that is Tahor Mikulam, that is totally Tahor. So the fact, if you notice that, now how do you prove that Hananya will hold that carrying on, you know, by oxen is called carrying? So the Mishnah about the boxes, yeah, right, then what's the last shear? The Mishnah on the boxes says that a huge box that will not be carried is not makabel tuma. But the Mishnah that said, that talked about the wagons, what did it say? Doesn't mention a huge wagon that is not carried. Right, but obviously, a wagon that is, you know, obviously the wagon with the stones thing. Right, what did he say about the huge wagon that's made for transporting stones? It depends on how big it is. If you can fit a rimon, if you can't fit a rimon, well, how? If the halacha is that you have to be a metaltel, mali varekon, if you can carry it, whether it's full or empty, for it to be mekabel tuma, what do you care about the rimonim? How big the rimonim is, how big the hole in the floor is? It should be not mekabel tuma regardless, because you can't carry it mali varekon. The only way you can carry such a big wagon is with oxen. So apparently, Rechananya will hold if he requires the kli to be carried both when it's empty and when it's full. So apparently, he's going to agree that even carrying it with oxen is considered carrying. Okay, fine. Tanu Rabbanan. Midras kli cheres tahor. A kli cheres, something made out of pottery, is not tamei midras. It's not, if someone Zav sits on it, it's not susceptible to being sat on. Rabbi Yossi Omer Afasfino. Rabbi Yossi says, even a ship. So Gemara says, my Omer. What does that mean? Even a ship what? So Omer Avzvid HaGegamer. This is what he means to say. Midras Kli Cheres Tahor. That a Midras Kli Cheres is not susceptible to Tumas Midras. Umago. But touching it, though, Tameh, then it will become Tameh. Now, if you know about Kli Cheres, and Kli Cheres cannot become Tameh if you touch the outside, it's only if you go on the inside. So if you touch it on the inside, or you put your hand in the airspace, which is really what it's referring to, then it'll become tamei. Okay, fine. The sfina shel cheres tamei kech Hananya, and a boat made out of pottery is tamei, like Hananya said. Again, that's the one of the nafkaminas we had on the other omer. Rabbi Yossi Omer afa sfina tahora, that a boat is tahor ketana didan, like the Tanakama. Like again, like we said, that was one of the nafkaminas, a kli cheres boat, a pottery boat, whether it's going to be tamei or mekabel tuma or not. Maskevla, Rav Papa said to him, my af. What do you mean? It doesn't fit in the language of the Mishnah, right? What did Rabbi Yossi say? Af asfina, even the boat. Right, well, if you're telling me that the Tanakama is saying that a boat is tamei, and Rabbi Yossi says that a boat is tahor, what do you mean, even a boat is tahor? The language doesn't fit. Rav Papa says, no, Hachikamer, this is what it means to say. Midras kli cheres tahor, right? A kli cheres, a pottery, is not susceptible to tumas midras, to sitting on it. Umago tame, and touching it, it will, you know, putting your finger inside or whatever it is, will make it tame if you are tame. Vishel eitz, what about wooden kalim? Bein midraso bein mago tame. Both sitting on it and touching it will make it tame. Usfinas hayardein, but the other nafkamina that we mentioned on Amud Beis, this boat, these canoes that go on the yardein, tahora ketana didan. The sfinas yardein is going to be tahora. And then Rabbi Yossi says, afa sfina tame kechananya. Even the boat is tame, in addition to all these things that we just listed. And the Tanakama, there the Lashon makes sense, because he's saying even this boat in the Yardane is Tameh as well. So Gemara says, how do you know that the kli cheres, the pottery, is not susceptible to tumas midras, to tummy, to the zov sitting on it. Amar chizkiya, the markar, the pasuk says, v'yishashay yigam mishkavo. A person sits on his mishkav, on his item that he sits on. Makish mishkavo, lo. So we connect the thing he's sitting on to him. Mahu is leitar of a mikvah, just like the person, the zov, or whatever it is able to become tahor through a mikvah. So af mishkavo nami is leitara b'mikvah. So too, the thing he's sitting on needs to be able to be purified in a mikvah. And as we've mentioned before, klichares is only, you know, cannot be put in a mikvah to make it tahor. You have to break it. So basically, a klichares, a pottery, is not going to be susceptible to tumas midras of a zov. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Debei Rabbi Shmuel taught a different reason. Kemishkav nidasa yiyelah. Right, that pasuk is talking about a woman who's a nida, and has to be similar to her. Kemishkav nidasa yiyelah. Like the sitting on of a nida has to be like her. Makish mishkav Allah. Right, the thing she sits on needs to be similar to her. Mahi islei tara b'mikvah, af mishkav anami islei tara b'mikvah, same thing. Just like the nida can be matari in the mikvah, so too. The item she's sitting on to become tame needs to be able to be matara in the mikvah. That will exclude lafuke kli cheres to les leitara the mikvah, which will exclude a piece of pottery that is not able to become tahor in a mikvah. Masiv Rabbi Lo or Rabbi Lo mapatz b'meis minayin. How do you know that a mapatz, that a wooden reed mat is mekabel tumas meis? Rashi says, explains the question on the bottom. B'meis minayin shehu tomei lefi shematzinu v'pshutei kli eitz tohorin mitumas maga maga sheretz. So we find that pshutei kli eitz, right, we mentioned before, that for a wooden utensil to be able to be mekabel tuma, you need to have a base kibul. It has to have something like a spoon, some sort of indent where it will be able to carry or hold something. So a reed mat is flat. Right, a piece of, it's considered wood, right? A wooden mat, like you can imagine, like they have in, I don't know, we have a couple of placemats that are kind of these things, but whatever type of utensil it is, you walk on it, it's a greeting mat, you dry your feet on it, I don't know, you rub the snow off your shoes, whatever it is. So you have this reed mat, so it doesn't have a base keyboard. So how do you know that it's mekabel tuma? Right? We know that it's not mekabel tuma, it doesn't have a base keyboard. Right, so we do see minayin shekli. I'm just finishing Rashi. Minayin shekli haroy lemishkav u'moshav. How do you know that a kli that's able to be sat on, right? Certainly a mat is something you sit, you stand on, you put it out, you sit on it. Mekabel tumas maga b'meis. How do you know that it can be mekabel tumas maga by a meis? How can you know that even though it's susceptible to tumas midras, it is also susceptible to tumas meis? So Gemara says v'dinhu. It's logical. Just like little small jugs of pottery that are tahor by a zav cannot make little tiny pottery jugs tame. Why not? So Rashi lists them off. If you look at that long Rashi over there, well, not so long. The first Rashi on the top. Why? She'inam etame mal yodo. Right, you can't make it tame. Dila midras, right? It's not chaze. We said before the pottery is not shayach to tumas midras, so he's not sitting on it. Because he's not going to sit on it. The only way to be matame a pottery, piece of pottery, is from their airspace. Right? You can't be matame it from the inside because these little small jugs are so small, and little tiny mouths, you can't get your finger inside into the airspace. So that doesn't work. Uve hesed, and from tumas hesed, from carrying it, lo de afkir rechmona v'losher negia, v'chol she'enu metame b'mago. She'enu metame b'hesed. And you can't be metame b'hesed for carrying it, because anything that's not tame b'mago is not tame b'hesed. So a zav cannot make these little small pachim katan and these little small pottery pieces tame. But they can be metame mace. Right? B'how, the Rashi says, b'ohel mace. If you have them open in an ohel, or in a room, or whatever, where a mace is lying, and you have these pottery, piece of pottery open, so the tumah will get in there. So mapat, a wooden mat shetame bezav that is able to be metame by zav, right? If he sits on it, right? Because it's made for sitting. Certainly, it should become mekabel tumah for a mace. This Gemara says ve'amai. How do you know? Halas leitara b'mikvah. Right? There's no tahor. It can't be metare these kliates in a mikvah. Right? So again, we said that before, that that's one of the requirements. Right, nachon. Meaning, why would the brisa, again, this is a kasha, right? We assume before that the brisa assumes that the assumption here is that the mapatz is mekabel tumas midras of azov, right? Why not? Why is that true? We just said before that it's not able, if it's not able to be put in a mikvah to be a matahir, so it's not shaykh to tumas of azov, right? This brisa assumes that a mat is shaykh to tumas azov, tumas midras, but you can't put it in a mikvah. You can't put a kli eitz without a, what's it called, in a mikvah, if it doesn't have a base kibul. It doesn't work. It's not mentioned in the psukim that talk about tevila. That is in Vayikra. At the end of Sefer Bamidbar, when it talks about koshering items, so we don't mention a wooden mat, wood anything. So we see that unless it has a base kibul, which it does, right, that is okay, but if it doesn't have a base kibul like these mats don't, so it's not be able to be matar in the mikvah. So how can you tell me that we assume over here that the wooden mat has is mekabel tumas midras, it can't be purified in the mikvah? So Amalei Rabbi Chanina, Shani Hasam Ho Ve'ika Bimino. No, it's different. The mat is different because there are different types of wooden items that can be put in the mikvah, right? Like we said, like in a base kibul, you can put in a mikvah. And therefore, since even though the mat, the wooden mat itself, what's it called? The wooden mat, it can't be put in the mikvah, but since there are other wooden items that can be purified in the mikvah, so that is fine, and that's why the Brisa assumes that the mat can be mekabel tumas midras from the Zov. So, very harif language, apparently, going back by the Chevra and the Gemara. Rabbi Chanina said back to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rachmana litzlan mehay daita. May God save us from your opinion. So, Rabbi Yirmiyahu went back to him. Adarabba, no, the opposite. Rachmana litzlan mehay daita didach. May God save us from your opinion. Very, very animated exchange. So the Gemara says, and v'taima mai, what's the logic behind Rabbi Chanina's shita that since you have other items in the same kind of class, other items made out of the same material can be matar of the mikvah, so too items that are not technically able to be purified in the mikvah can still be mekabel toma. So where'd you get that from? So trei kroi ksivi. So he has two psukim. Ksivi, the pasuk says, v'yisha sher yigava mishkavo, person who touches his, the thing that he will sit on, hazav yitma, and it says also that anything the zav sits on will become tameh. How ketzad? How does that work? Right, that seems to be on the one hand, it implies it's mishkavo, it has to be his zavs, so it has to be implied that it has to be similar to the zav, that it has to be mekabel the mikvah. The second pasuk says anything that the zav sits on will become tame, so it's regardless of whether it can be put in the mikvah. So, okay, so how does that work? So he learns like this. Yesh b'mino, if you have another item that can be put in the mikvah that's made out of the same material, afogav the less like tar of a mikvah, even though this item is not able to be put in the mikvah, ain b'mino, yesh b'mino, so if you, let's just back up and start again. Haketzad, how does this work? Yesh b'mino, if there's another item that is made out of the same material that can go in the mikvah, so afagav, the less leitar of a mikvah, so this item, even though it cannot be put in the mikvah, will be mekabel tuma. So ein b'mino, if there's no item that it can be able to be put in the mikvah that is made out of the same material, like, for example, pottery. So then, makish mishkavo lo, then the zav is connected to the item he sits on, and the item he sits on will not be able to be mekabel tuma. So therefore, what comes out from the psukim is that as long as you have some other item that technically can be put in the mikvah, so all of the items made out of this material, i.e. wood, will be mekabel tuma. But if you don't, then they will not. So therefore, again, we learn that wood can be mekabel tuma, midras from a zav, and pottery will not. Rav Amar, Midras Kli Cheres Tahor Mehacha. Rava says, no, I'll bring you a different pasuk that teaches me that the Tumas Midras of a Kli Cheres is impossible, that Kli Cheres is not Makabel Tumas Midras. The pasuk says, V'chol Kli Pasuach Asher In Samid Pasil Alav. Again, another pasuk in Chukas. Any open utensil that does not have a cover on top of it, will become rebuild makabel tumah. So hayesh sami pasil alav, if it has a cover, right, sealed, tahor, then it's tahor. So mi lo askinan, are we not dealing with? And the Gemara is missing a couple of words here, but are we not dealing with any type of keli? For example, the yechadinu leishto nida. Let's say a kli that was set aside for his wife, who's a nida, for her to sit on, v'kam rachman tahor, and we see that the Torah says that it's tahor, because the outside serves as a hemshech, or again, not a hemshech, a mechitza between the tumah and the inside of the kli, if it has a top. Right? Even if it has a top and the nida sits on it, we see that it's still not mekabel tumah. How is that possible? As it must be that the item itself is not makabel tumah. We know that you can't use an item that's tame to stop tumah from spreading. So if the outer of the kli, let's say you have this big kli charis that has a top and the woman is sitting on it. So now you have a mace inside of that room. So if the kli itself was tame, so everything inside the kli would also be tame. But if the kli itself is tahor, so then the tahor kli will stop, including the top, it will stop the tumas mace from spreading into the kli cheres. So we see that if the kli has a seal on it, so the inside, whatever is inside, is not tame. If it doesn't have a seal, then everything is tame. But we see that the item itself, the kli itself, must be tahor, even if his wife sits on it, right, which would technically make it tumas midras. So that proves, says Rava, that a kli cheres is not subject to tumas midras at all. All right, tough daf, definitely shaykh to chazer. Mit Hashem, we'll do another recording and we'll do daf pei dalid as well, which is today's heilige daf. Have a great week, Rabbosai.